Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News, it is Friday. It's been a long week. We had election on Tuesday, seems like 3 weeks ago. Fallout from the election on
time change,
right? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We fell back for the weekend. A lot of things happening. We stuffed a lot into the show this week, into the show rundowns. But there are always some things that don't quite make it. So we asked producer of the program, Greg Pancake Hill, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in what we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Speaking of Stevie Windows, do you ever wake up with joint pain? Can I try?
They're about to have joint pain. As we've talked about in the news, North Korean soldiers are currently in Russia. Not necessarily funny, but the setting is very important. North Korean soldiers in Russia. So you may or may not know, North Korea has their material under heavy government control. When I say material, I mean everything. It's a different place over there. That is not, of course, excluding the internet. Only local websites can be reached, and that's pretty much it. So, North Korean soldiers in a different country, kind of hanging around. I'm assuming they have a lot of downtime. Well, according to a report, and granted, this is a singular report, but we all took it for what it was worth. These North Korean soldiers are reportedly, and this is the only time I'm going to use this term, gorging on pornography. Because there's nothing else to do when you're a man in your 20s and 30s with absolutely no self-control. But hey, they are indeed human. So hang with me here, Ken. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Just hang with me. These men are experiencing something in their life for the first time that is more than readily accessible on demand in here in the United States. More than we thought, apparently, because according to adult website analytics, their search results on The Hub went up 7% nationwide after the U.S. election. South Carolina, the biggest contributor to that. So you can take that stat for what it's worth. But think about it. The last time you truly remember experiencing something for the first time, like riding a bike with two wheels, right? Or like having a crush for the first time, right? That pit in your stomach, you know, you can't really ever replicate that first crush that you feel.
Have you ever stared into his eyes? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles.
So right? Exactly. So for me personally, like I kind of was trying to think, like, what do I have that I remember that I wish I could experience for the first time? It might be a little niche. The first time I saw the opening scene of The Dark Knight.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger.
Man, when he takes off the mask, that movie's crazy. That opening scene is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like, I would love to experience it again for the first time, not knowing what's going to happen. So am I alone here? Like, are there moments in your life that you remember that you cannot replicate the first time? Maybe you heard a song and it was like, oh man, that was incredible. And you replay it a few times, which is fine, but it's not like the first time that you heard it or first time that you experienced something.
Wait, are we supposed to stick with the theme? Or
you do not have to.
I don't think I want
you
to
do
talk
not
about
have
that.
To. Nothing? Am I really out here alone?
No, there's the first time. You mentioned riding a bike. Like,
right.
Remember the freedom that gave you? Like, I can do this. I'm riding this bike and I'm going wherever I want.
And the feeling you have of, like, I did it. Like,
yes.
I'm after failing and, like, that one, like, it's kind of in your stomach, right? You feel
sure.
It in your heart. Like,
I'll
yes.
Go with riding a bike.
Okay, riding a bike. We got it. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Sort of sticking with the theme.
All right,
careful. With me. The advent of YouTube.
Okay.
I remember I was in high school and, you know, a thing was circulating. No one really had cell phones
right.
All that much back then. And it was a clip that was going live. I think it was the I Like Turtles kid.
Oh, sure.
And everyone was talking about it. And it's like, oh, no, I missed that part on
okay.
The news. And realizing it doesn't matter that you missed it on the news. Because there is this website you can go to,
over.
And you can watch it over and over and over again.
That's a good pull, Mike.
By the way,
that's perfect.
You can also listen to any song, really, that you ever wanted
right.
Over and over and over again. And I remember sitting in my buddy's living room just like wide-eyed on what do you mean we can watch anything on demand? NFL hard hits. Done.
That's
it's right
now
there
eight.
For you.
Yeah,
all those things.
All
so the advent of YouTube
you don't have
was
to wait
the last.
For the tape from Sports Illustrated to
exactly.
arrive.
The NFL films doesn't need to happen. So yeah, the advent of YouTube and the first time logging onto it was a real eye-opener.
Debbie, I don't mean to profile, but like first time went to Disney World, was that like anything you've ever experienced before?
No. Nothing like I'd ever experienced.
Do you have any other example?
That's pretty much the one I was going to say.
Okay. So I didn't want to be so off base. But yes, like again, as someone in your middle of your adult life, right? Like you buy a house, cool. Maybe you have a child. You watch your friends grow into their roles. But it's not a lot of opportunities to get the first time experience of something. But however, and maybe, like in the case of the North Korean soldiers, unfiltered, unprecedented access to one thing that we are used to that they are not, love and something that we love and also hate, the internet.